The Missouri Senate shall come to order. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
Would you please have those read?
Madam, sir, would you please read those?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives inform the Senate that the House, having been duly convened as provided by Section 32, Article 3 of the Constitution, made no motions to override the Governor's vetoes on House Bill 1219, House Bill 1250, Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 1329, Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 1758, Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 1789, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1900, Conference Committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2004, Conference Committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2007, and Conference Committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2010 when the bills were called by the Speaker. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has passed Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 749. The objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 749. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The Senate shall be on the order of business of announcements. Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate of the veto session of the second regular session of the 96th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the Constitution.